I'm really just here to support DQ. The coaching staff is DQs, and I'm always here to help, like during the season and off season, however I can, you know, to help support him and help him make the decisions that he needs to make, and certainly wherever he needs. So it's not, you know, I'm not involved in whatever decision it is. It's always DQ's call, and I have his back on whatever he wants to do.
There's not silos here, JP, coaching and scouts. We connect, we talk a lot, we visit a lot, and so it's one of the things I enjoy most is those conversations. It's different perspective, different points of view, so it's as collaborative as I've been a part of.
That was Adam Peters first and Quinn second talking about hiring coaches. Peters saying it's up to Quinn when you want to fire a coach, when you want to bring in a coach for his staff. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan. Who do you think is more responsible for Cliff Kingsbury being out? And whose decision do you think this was? I don't want to forget that on Saturday, the report that started all of this speculation from Diana Rossini in The Athletic was that Kingsbury was at odds with Adam Peters. Didn't really have much to say about Dan Quinn or wanting to go in a different direction or not seeing eye to eye with him. That has been what we have found and unearthed and kind of the narrative that's been out there over the last day or two. You've got people that are doing digging and getting information. And, you know, I talked to a bunch of people both inside and outside the building over the last 24 hours. And what you hear is, hey, the vision may not be copacetic. You know, they may not see eye to eye on how they want to develop Jaden Daniels. But it has been more about Quinn, obviously, making this decision than Peters. That answer you just heard yesterday, Peters pretty squarely saying, if there's a change made, it's up to Dan Quinn. Are you buying that, or do you think this was a Peters call? That was the original report, that Kingsbury was in trouble because he and the GM were not seeing eye to eye. This was Quinn, by the way. This is when we knew there was trouble in paradise, Danny. As soon as he was asked yesterday, what kind of year do you think Cliff Kingsbury had? And he answered like this. He couldn't give him a compliment. You knew it was over.
Yeah, we're going through all the coaches. Cliff, offensively, defensively, on the teams wide. And so that's really what we're digging into, Nikki, to find what's best, how do we do it, you know, where do we find spaces to improve, and, you know, for Cliff, for Joe, for Larry, for all of us, like, that's our main focus, like, so we're never in this space again, and that's what we want to dig in hard on.
So right then I thought, oh,
huh,
Adam Peters is not the only guy that's got an issue with Cliff Kingsbury.
So
does Dan Quinn.
There's a huge bucket of what needs to be improved. That's all. There's a bunch of names, and a couple of them aren't here anymore, right? I mean, that was pretty telling. There was a great opportunity to say, yeah, Cliff had it tough this year, right? That with all the injuries and not having Jaden and everything that happened with McCorn, not that they would name these names, but it was pretty obvious. The guy made chicken salad out of you know what, in some cases. Depends on if you're glass half full, half empty. But to me, this feels like a Peters thing. I think Dan Quinn is here as a relationship builder, a consensus guy. I think he's here because the answer is yes, right? You don't. They weren't interested in Mike Vrabel. They weren't interested in a big personality that's going to do it his way, that's going to have independent stuff, that's going to fight, et cetera. Dan Quinn is a guy that wasn't as sought after in terms of getting another shot at being a head coach. I think this was a we'll you know, be able to brainstorm, be hive mind here, and that's one way to do it. I'm not anti that. Simply saying, I think that's the relationship.
Never forget that they were flying all over the country for a bunch of their interviews, and Dan Quinn was seen and talked to, like, Nikki Javala at the airport, flying out coach.
Yeah, the same gate we have to go through, then connect to Charlotte, and then end up right at spring training or whatever.
He came here to the facility, and he's coming in and out that way. Meanwhile, they're flying to, you know, Detroit to go talk to Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn and those guys. Tells you a little bit about where everyone started at the beginning of that search. But that's the question for you, is do you think this decision was more about Peters or Quinn? What I'm told is that it's more about Quinn. That this was his call to make, that he's got one more shot at this thing, basically. He's going to do it the way he wants to, as best he can. That report, though, man, the general manager at odds with a coordinator is odd. Those guys don't typically, you know, they're not interacting that much, as Jay Gruden told us on the show yesterday, you wouldn't think. And that's when we knew trouble was in paradise. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jamal in Northeast D.C. What's up, Jamal?
Hey, what's going on, Grant, Dan?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Happy New Year to you guys.
You, buddy.
You too. Happy New Year, sir.
Appreciate it. I think it was more so of DQ. I do feel like it was one of those influenced by AP decisions, though. Like, I feel like it's one of those, hey, man, look, I'm not feeling this. This is what I would do type of thing. And then Dan Quinn kind of used that influence from AP to ultimately make the decision. But I'll say this, I'm as a fan, I'm happy it happened. I'm not one of these people who wanted Cliff back. I felt like Cliff from the outside looking in has shown inconsistency to make adjustments, man. I'm not a fan of this my system type of people. Like, I feel like you have to adjust to the people you have available as far as players, man, and you have to put them in positions to do things that they'll succeed at and not necessarily what you see in your head with your scheme.
Right. Like, the definition typically of being a good coach is being malleable and able to adjust to personnel, and it does feel like he runs the thing that he runs, and you get in where you fit in. There is some of that where if you're saying, like, my point all along has been, I wouldn't have fired him. I would have kept him around. I would have wanted him to incorporate some of these other elements. But maybe they go to him and say that, and he says, thank you for the recommendation. Please close my door on
your
way out.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Don't let the door hit you.
Alton in Richmond, you're on Grant and Danny. What's up?
Yeah, I'm going to blame AP to have something to do with Cliff Kingsbury. And the reason why I said that, because he shouldn't get a free pass his own self, because look at all of the dumb stuff that he did throughout the season. Jaden get hurt. Terry get hurt. You don't put nobody out there. You put no-name players out there that you could have got players from free agency. You didn't bother to do that. You just and then on top of it, if you had a say-so into everything, why didn't you try to ramp up the defense? Everybody that went down and got hurt. I'm a diehard Washington fan. I've been a diehard fan for 45 years. You cannot tell me that these people, half of the radio people that listen, that commentates on the radio and all that, knew half of these people that Adam Peters and Dan Quinn kept bringing in there to play for us, that we didn't even know. Dre Jackson, you going to come in there, he already injured when you get him. Why? I mean, it was dumb stuff that you was doing that would make you think, instead of Cliff being gone, you should have been gone, because you used draft picks to get Lattimore. Out of 2 years with us, Lattimore got one interception.
Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, look, they swung and missed some. And Peters would tell you as an executive, you know, his batting average is not 1,000, obviously. The idea that he should be gone, I'll disagree with. NFC Championship game last year got you the get-out-of-jail-free card that they used this year. And I would say that about Quinn, by the way. And I would say that about Cliff, by the way. I don't know why that same standard doesn't really apply. And I mentioned this earlier when we had John Keim on, and if you missed that conversation, you can podcast it wherever you get your audio. But if the argument about, you know, Peter's seat warming or Quinn's seat warming begins and ends with, look at last year, man. 1 year, one NFC championship game. Like, why doesn't Kingsbury get that same benefit of the doubt? Let's go to Brian, who's in Tyson's on the fan. Hey, Brian.
What's going on, boys?
Hey, buddy.
I've got a question. I haven't heard, this is kind of a different angle. I haven't heard anything about this, but what if DQ knows he's probably in his last year, he might be on the hot seat next year, and there's been talk about Cliff maybe being a potential head coach somewhere. You think maybe he sat Cliff down and said, look, if you end up getting that call, are you going to take it? And if so, I don't want to be behind the eight ball. Like, I don't want to pick the bottom of the barrel for OCs. I haven't heard that angle, but you think that's a possibility?
I do. So that would be the most benign version of all of this, right? I mean, we had Michael Phillips on the Beltway Blitz a moment ago, GP, and he said this is all, I forget the word he used exactly, but not nefarious, but malicious, I think was kind of how he said it, where it's a, yeah, by the way, we're going to be moving on. Good luck finding new jobs, and we can call it mutual if you want to, right? Whereas the other guys, they sort of dismissed because they knew that Kingsbury was going to be different from Joe Witt, whose unit failed and was already replaced, you know, demoted, whatever you want to call it, midseason. But that is the nobody's mad at anybody. The backdrop is the report, by the way, from Diana Rossini and
right,
kind of what happened here. But that's the most, no, nobody's feelings are hurt. This is a, we'd actually just like to not pick from the last candidate. We need to know if you're going to get a head coaching job, are you going to take it? Then it might be in our best interest for you to move and you for, you know, for us to start looking now, for you to start doing interviews. You're not tied to anything. That's the rosiest version. I don't buy that, but there's probably some grain of truth of that in the story.
I would love for that to have been the case. It's not the reality of it. You know, just I've heard too many things from too many people over the last 2 days now as to the bristling that was taking place in the building and the relationship fractures over the course of this year. Now we've got to dig in on what they were, why they were, right? Run pass balance, what does that mean exactly? I don't think it's as simple as the percentage of the time that you run the ball. You know, a more traditional-looking NFL offense to Jaden to develop in. What are you referencing exactly? Is that an under-center versus gun thing? Is that an RPO versus traditional run game thing? But, you know, they had a meeting today where they got together, they meaning Peters, excuse me, Quinn and Cliff, to discuss how they thought to best move forward to get the most out of Jaden in the years ahead and how this offense should look in the next few years. They didn't agree on enough things. That's why they parted ways. I don't think it was a situation where Cliff is definitively going to get a job because, by the way, he is less likely to get a head coaching
this
job
year than last year.
Right now than he is likely. Let's go to Mark, who's in Largo on the Fan. Hey, Mark.
This is clearly an Adam Peters move, man. Look, I called you guys back in August. I told you and I told the Junkies. And I told and I told Finley and B. Mitch, this was a smokescreen. Everybody and their mama thought that Cliff, when he came to the podium to talk about what he was complaining about with the offense, he was talking about Terry McLaurin. No, he was talking about Adam Peters. I knew right then and there there was a problem. I've been saying for the last 3 months, on your station, maybe not on your show, but definitely on the Junkies and on Kevin and everybody else's show, that Cliff was going to leave. Everybody said, no, you're crazy, man. He ain't going. And I probably said it on this show, too. I saw you could tell the body language. You could tell the body language yesterday. If first of all, let me say this. I think the media in this town is kind of wimped on asking tough questions anymore. They used to ask tough questions galore when it came to Bruce Allen. But they didn't do that at all yesterday. I felt like the question should have been a lot harder at Adam, directed at Adam. Quinn is one thing. This is all on Adam Peters, man. It's all on Adam Peters.
Appreciate you, Mark.
Thank you, dude.
I wonder if that tone changes more as we get further away. Like, again, he's here for 1 year. They have the success he has. This is the second year. So you're just not going to have the same...
There shouldn't be the same venom,
vitriol,
frankly. Yeah.
As the guy that was perpetual loser who probably had no business being a NFL general manager in Bruce Allen. You were brought in to do business stuff, and you kind of just weaseled your way over to running the football operation too, essentially. I mean, Adam Peters, who has won Super Bowls as a scout in New England and come up with the Broncos, winning a Super Bowl and then running San Francisco's drafts, winning an NFC championship game. You know, this is a guy that has the pelts on the wall. So there's a reverence for, I think, the way he's operated. But I agree with you. Like, it is time to, you know, take the kid gloves off a little bit with Peters, with Quinn this offseason. I just think you're going to get a little further away from quite literally the best year this team has had in over 30 years before you start asking for people to really start getting upset or angry. Like, 1 year ago was the best year of my lifetime, and it was the only year Peters was ever in charge of before this one.
Right. You got some deposits in the bank. Now, we do this five more times. Yeah, let's do that. Let's have the winning off the field site press conference where Bruce Allen is stumbling over every word, et cetera. But that, I don't think it was warranted yesterday. But to his larger point, it could have been more venomous, and I think it would have been in bounds for it to be that way.
Bill's on the show at 5 in less than 20 minutes. We'll talk to Jacory Crosskeep Merritt about Cliff Kingsbury. So you'll want to be listening to that coming up at 5 p.m. Right now, we're asking you, who do you think is more responsible for the decision to move on from Cliff Kingsbury, Dan Quinn, your head coach, or Adam Peters, the general manager? This is The Fan.